Wishbone.
Uh-huh. If you have to take something really heavy upstairs, you'd say, I had to something it up the stairs. I had to...
You're taking something really heavy upstairs. You're having to lift it upstairs? Or...
Okay.
Yeah,
okay. The opposite of boyfriend is...
Girlfriend?
Mm-hmm. What are some other words for girlfriend?
Sweetheart? Significant other.
Good one.
Nowadays.
Okay. What are some local festivals that we have in El Paso?
Well, we have the Sun Bowl around New Year's. We have the Fiesta de las Flores, which is, I think it's in the spring, around Easter.
Mm-hmm.
And we have Easter festivals.
What about when all the cowboys get together and ride broncos? What do you call that?
The rodeo.
Mm-hmm. And if you like a good joke, you have a good sense of...
humor.
Mm-hmm. Somebody that you bring with you to the party is called your...
date.
Okay. What women put on their cheeks? It's red.
Rouge.
Uh-huh. And if a guy wants to... he's pretending to be a cowboy, and he's not. He's from the city.
He's a dude or something like that.
That's good. Okay.
An urban cowboy.
Mm-hmm. Now, people are buried in big part of land. It's called a...
cemetery?
And the ceremony?
A graveyard.
Mm-hmm.
The ceremony is the funeral.
Uh-huh. And a person is buried in a...
coffin.
Uh-huh. People who are dressed in black at a funeral are in...
mourning.
Mm-hmm. And spirits that come back to haunt you are called...
spirits that come, ghosts.
Uh-huh. Where do ghosts live, traditionally?
Well,
I mean, if the kids are afraid to go into it, it's a
haunted house.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. God's adversary is the
devil.
Mm-hmm.
Satan.
Uh-huh. And do you? Let's see if. I was afraid I'd have bad luck if a black cat crossed in front of me. You'd say that I was...
superstitious.
Mm-hmm. Do you know any local superstitions?
The Mexicans have a lot of local superstitions there. I mean, they're very afraid of lightning and thunder. Can be. There are a zillion of them, and I'm having...
that's okay.
..trouble thinking of them.
That's fine. If you're really tired, you are...
exhausted.
How about if you're really disgusted?
You're angry or mad.
Well, what if you are really angry? What would you say? You're really angry. You are...
furious.
Okay. If you're really frightened?
I'm really frightened. I'm scared.
Okay.
I mean, that's the only other word I can think of.
If,
scared to death.
That's good. If you have to leave in a hurry, or somebody leaves in a hurry, you say, how do you describe how they left?
In a rush.
Okay. On December 25th, you wish people...
Merry Christmas.
And on the first of the year?
Happy New Year.
Mm-hmm. Do you know some Indian tribes in the region?
The Tigua Indian, the Navajos.
Mm-hmm. What would you call a native of this state?
A native of this state?
Mm-hmm.
An Indian?
Well, a native of our state today. Just any person who was born in this state, what would you call him?
In Texas, you're saying?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
What would you call him? A native Texan, I guess.
Okay. How about a person from El Paso?